thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
You know, Dr. Mark Shelton turned out to be the candidate who staked out the most conservative positions, and so he has left Barrett quite a bit of moderate ground.
Barrett was making House Speaker Tom Craddock's leadership an issue in his campaign. Now, would that resonate at all with Republican voters in that district?
That will resonate, and this, again, is the best possible outcome for Barrett. The other candidate, Leonard, who had served in the House before, did not support Craddock, but now Barrett has Craddock as an issue. Shelton has said that he would vote for Craddock. He has not signed a pledge card, but has said he would support him. And so if Barrett wants to make Craddock an issue, it is there for the taking.
What specifically is the issue with Tom Craddock?
Tarrant County is some of the base of resistance to Tom Craddock. Todd Smith, the Euless Republican, has led some of the challenges to Craddock. Charlie Guerin from Northwest Fort Worth has opposed Craddock, particularly on vouchers. There have been complaints about the speaker's leadership style. A lot of it is the fact that in Tarrant County you're dealing with a lot, and particularly in Fort Worth, you're dealing with a lot of the same Democrats who used to vote for Jim Wright and Gib Lewis, and now they're business Republicans, but they are not the kind of extreme conservative Republicans that they see Craddock's leadership favoring, and so they're independent-minded and can do not like the way the House Speaker runs the Texas House.
Anna Mowry endorsed her predecessor, Bob Leonard, but he came in third overall. Now, is that a reflection on Mowry or on Leonard or on both?
Leonard ran a tepid campaign that was basically based around the idea of I've been there before and send me on back, and he didn't really tell people what he had done before. Shelton ran the toughest campaign. He came out early about illegal immigration, hammered illegal immigration. As a pediatrician at Cook Children's Medical Center, he said that immigrant children are bringing diseases and brought up all the kind of imagery that we've seen in other campaigns, and wound up mustering a lot of medical community support. Every doctor and nurse and medical personnel employee that I know of in the district had a Shelton sign. So he mustered just tremendous medical association support and combined that with some conservative support and wound up edging into the runoff.
In Fort Worth City Council District 9, Wendy Davis is appointee to the City Zoning Commission. Joel Burns faces school board member Juan Runhill in a runoff for Davis's seat. Both are active in civic affairs of one type or another, obviously. So is there a major issue overall that these candidates have to address?
Ron Kell has made the gas drilling that goes on in Fort Worth an issue in his campaign. He has come out saying that the gas drilling inside the city should be reduced, if not eliminated. So there should be more of a distance between neighborhoods and gas wells. Burns has simply said that the city should regulate it carefully, that noise and nuisance should be managed, but he has not criticized gas drilling as openly as Royale has. Joel Burns' issues will be economic development, the Trinity River Vision, the continued growth. This is the district that represents downtown, the Near West Side, the Cultural District, as well as the South Side. Joel Burns' issues will be the growth of Fort Worth South and the Medical District, business success and residential neighborhood concerns. Coming from Wendy Davis's support base, he is very close with the neighborhood groups and shares their concern about quality of life in the neighborhoods. Juan Runhill will have a lot of support. He had the Firefighters Association working for him in this election. He'll have a lot of partisan Democratic support, labor support. Burn support will come from a lot of business and neighborhood groups.
So they sound pretty well matched.
They're very well matched. I do think that Burns is more likely to pick up votes from the other two candidates. You had two conservative Republicans in the race, Jim Beckman and Chris Turner, and I think that those votes are more likely to go to Burns. So since Burns already had more than 40% of the vote, I think Burns has to be the favorite in the runoff. But Rangel has shown that he is elected already on the school board. He has run gritty campaigns. He has run tough campaigns. This is the best campaign he has run in his 7 years of public life in Fort Worth. He climbed from nowhere up into the runoff, and he has shown a great tenacity. And this will be an interesting next 5 weeks.
There were flyers distributed in Hispanic neighborhoods in District 9 urging voters to cast ballots on Saturday the 10th. Does anyone know if that impacted Tuesday's turnout?
The county jumped out immediately, called a press conference within hours of finding the first flyer, and called in all the English and Spanish media. And I think there was so much attention to the flyer that might actually have increased turnout in the predominantly Hispanic districts, Worth Heights and Rosemont, where the flyer was distributed. I think that actually helped Rangel. I think it might actually have motivated some of his voters.
In a nutshell, what legacies do Wendy Davis and Anna Murray leave behind?
Well, of course, we have lost two of the women office holders who some of the few that tradition in Fort Worth that goes back to Chris Miller in the Texas House in the 70s and, you know, some of the great leadership when women candidates started coming to the forefront. Wendy Davis has been prominent in Fort Worth now for 10 years and goes on to become a candidate for the state Senate. Anna Mowry was one of the Republicans that came up along with Betty Andujar in the 80s when the Republican Women's Clubs started really gathering steam and really got a lot of the first Republicans elected in Tarrant County. Anna Mowry was a hard worker and a tireless worker in the 70s and 80s and continued to serve her district well and provided a great constituent service. Fort Worth and Tarrant County, more than other districts, I think, expect a very high level of constituent service. It's a tradition left by Jim Wright, and all office holders are expected to return phone calls, fix potholes, take care of government paperwork, handle bureaucracy. And Anna Mowry's office was sensational at that.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.